When Yaakov Avinu sent the brothers of Yosef, his sons, to go back to Mitzrayim, to beg Yosef and to get food, he said, I want to send a gift to the king of Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says what gift he sent. A beautiful gift. He sent a little bit of honey, a few nuts, a few almonds, and a few spices. A gorgeous gift to the king. Yaakov Avinu had no idea who he's sending it to. That's a gift to a king. Zukta divra Yisroel amoyre de gevart. Before that it says, Yaakov Avinu had gezuk kechi mizimras oretz. Take from the zemiris. Nem from the zemiris from klal Yisroel. Which zemiris did he mean? Zukta divra Yisroel, when they arrived to Yosef and they had a seder, igevein shalashidis. Vayares ha-mincha was mincha, and then they sat down and then they ate shalashudas together. This was the nicest gift that the brothers gave Yosef, the zmires bin shalashidas. Yosef heard the zmires. The yisapak, he couldn't control himself. He ran into the room and he started to cry. And he said, the Medrash brings down, and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, I can't anymore. I had so many tzuras all my life. Let me go and reveal myself to my brothers. Zukta Rabbeinu Shloilam, no, time is not yet. They are not ready yet that you should tell them who you are. They still have to go through a little bit more tzuras. Moirai Barabbosai, we've had such a beautiful Shabbos of Zemiras. The Rishiva that's verbrängt von Zimra zu Uret Moedike Zemiris, Mot Gesingen. Maybe it's time that we give something back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He gave us such a beautiful Shabbos, such Choshev Edroshes, the Chisteru, what the Rangi gave him, so for that minna and betuchen this morning by his speech. The Rishiva at Nechten Gered Maas in Efloim. Maybe we got so much, let's give something back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What can we at this point give to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? We were thinking, maybe we can give the Rabbeinu Shel Olam our zemiris. How are we going to do that? Sefer Tehillim is called zemiris. It's called singing to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why isn't it called Sefer Tefillah? Tzedach Tefillah. Du wird amelach gegeben also auf gehackte zures. Du wird amelach gegeben also zerbrochen was fille. Why is safe at the hillim called mis moire at the hillim? Zogen dem forschen. Du wird amelach nu beschas is zura die ischie geitschen kimmen. Ba aim is gewein die ischie gewein de zimre. Beschas he had his zura he knew die ischie is coming right away. That's why safe at the hillim is called Ms. Moirei Tehillim. There are 150 kapitlech in Tehillim. Why 150? Everything has a pshat. Zung dem Eforshim, the word pigeon is begematria 150. When we say Tehillim, we are poide ourselves, malais tzuchoyz kevayuchel, and we become, azovi mazuk, proper and better people. In this week's parsha, zung dem Moirei Veshomash, am Moirei de Gevard. David HaMelech was mispalo al kol hu en yonim shetzerichim Yisroel ad bias HaMashiach. In the Sefer Tehillim he created zemiras shiras v'shishbochos bias Mashiach at kimen al hacholim sheyisrapi al habriim shelo yechli v'al parnasosam ulechol gezeres koshes v'ruas levatul mayhem. In Sefer Tehillim we can do anything and anything. We would like to embark on a mission. Eitan would like to give out Sefer Tehillim between us. Every single day, everybody gets one kapitel and we complete the whole of Tehillim together every day. And in Yerzh Hashem, the Chisterov will get kapitel Aleph and the Rosh Hashiva will have the last capital, and the Rosh Hashiva and the Chistarov will have all our names, and every single day we will be Messiah, the 150 capital of Tehillim. The men will get a capital Tehillim, and I'd like to distribute it right now, and the ladies will all get one capital Tehillim. Tehillim, let me tell you a Moedig Meister. There was once a young man in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh, a Talmud Chochem, a Tzadik, an Erech young man, a gesessen and gelernt Kol Yomov, and he decided one day to start davening and saying to Tehillim. His friends in Koilel, the Koilel in Galad, haben gesagt, was ist denn mit dem Zahn? Why are you wasting your time, Chas v'Sholom, and saying to him, sitz and learn. And he became a little doubtful, maybe they are right. He went into Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And he asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, maybe my friends are right that I shouldn't be spending my time a day and saying to him, maybe I should sit and learn. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld hat sich geschüttelt. And he said the following. Azah heilige Avoide, and you are mafakbik and you're not sure if you should or you shouldn't. You should punish yourself, he said to him. And for the next 10 days, you should say, call Sefer Tehillim twice a day. Ki Yudir Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld used to say the whole of Tehillim every day. And he was once asked, how do you have time? He used to say, because I say Sefer Tehillim, I have a lot of time. I can help people quicker. I can do my avoda schneller. That's the schus of Sefer Tehillim. Moirai v'raboisai. Shh, give it out quietly, please. Haroi Melech Mitzrayim was the worst king who we ever know, who have ever heard about. And Paroi decided, Shevet Levi is not going to work. They're going to be exempt. Vikimta Tziazam Melech Rusha, Zaltin Azat Toive Vaklal Yisruel. Shevet Levi, they're not going to work, exempt. Zung de Meforshim, Paroi knew that from Shevet Levi, Davaroskim dem Goyel fin Klal Yisruel, Moshe Rabbeini. And he knew if Shevet Levi would work, if Moshe Rabbeini would work, he would feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. And if you feel somebody else's pain, you help him. But if Moshe Rabbeini, if Shevet Levi don't work, then they'll say, nish gefährlich, dan arbet, nish gefährlich. Nish gefährlich, stay another year, another few years. Dusse gewein paro is cheshm. Moirai v'raboisai, sometimes we have a question. Not everybody understands us. And that is true. But the Rosh Hashiva Zal Zayin Gesund was here 2 years ago, and usually we don't have repeated speakers to come again so fast. I can tell you that the Rosh Hashiva feels our pain. The Rosh Hashiva feels each and every one of us, his tsar. And that's why we had the zechia that the Rosh Hashiva came again to us, and he will now address us with Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Yesoiris.
Okay.
This Erev Shabbos, I wanted to prepare something to say. Now, I was looking for a sefer in the bookshelf, and from the top shelf, a sefer fell down on the floor. It was a small pamphlet that I didn't even know that I owned. Somebody gave it to me once. I never looked into it, but it was a small sefer about inyonim in emunah and betochen. And I saw the Moedig Meiser, which brings out the hergeshim al kopanim that I feel right now. The Abter of the Oyev Yisrael was the Zekano Admoirim, was the oldest Rebbe, And Laezik Nusoy, he locked himself into a room and he didn't want to come out. And the Chassidim stood outside the door and they heard the Rebbe was crying terrible b'chiyas. And they didn't know why is he crying, they were very concerned. And at that time the Eilig Rishne was a young imam, but everybody knew the Abderov already held of him, that the Rishne is Godel Ador, even though he was so young. And they asked the Rishne to go into the Abderov and see what's happening, what's going on. So he goes in and he says, the Rebbe has locked himself in a room and he's sitting and crying, what's pshat in these b'chiyas? So the Abderov said, I'm looking and I'm seeing the matzav of Klal Yisrael before Bias HaMashiach. And they're going to be very, very difficult tzaras. And I see what the Eden are going through, Eden are going to have to suffer before Bias HaMashiach. And I'm crying because I can't bear what they're going through. So what do you say when a Rebbe says such a thing? So the Eilig Rishne said, the Gemara says, Ilmole nagdua lechananya mishol v'azariya loipolchu letzalma. Nebuchadnezzar tried to force Chananya mishol v'azariya to bow down to the image, to the tzelem. And the Gemara says that had he beaten them, had he tormented them, they would have bowed. So the Rishna asked, so what was the big deal? Why didn't he beat them? If that's all it takes, so he should have beaten them. He wanted to get them to bow down. So the Rishna said, I see the pshat is punfaket. Why didn't he beat them? Because heyois, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knew that ilmolei nagdua, if you'll beat them, they will bow down. So they won't be able to be oimen in this Nisoyin. Because of that, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam didn't let Nebuchadnezzar hit them because he wouldn't give them something that they couldn't withstand. So he said, Rebbe, no matter how much the tzaras will be before Bias HaMashiach, but the Eibishter will never give Yidin a Nisoyin that they can't overcome. So the Abderov began to cry. And he said, that's why I'm crying. Because I know how strong Heilige Yiddish Kinder are. And I know their level of Emunah B'tochen is so great. Who knows what the Abish will be Menasseh them? Who knows what he will test them with? To such a Shabbos, there's a mixture of feelings. To spend the Shabbos with Yungilait, Balei Madrega, and hearing and seeing so much bitochen, so much simchas achayim, so much starkeit, so much yirishamayim, so much erlichkeit. Pilei ployim, it's such a chizik, it's such a hisroimimus. It's a thing you don't get to see. It's so inspiring, it has an effect so deep inside. And then you think, "Ay, Rabbeinu Shlom, if your kinderlach are so strong, but please don't test them. Don't test them according to their great strength." The Chasam Sofer said, when someone is in difficulty, he should turn to the Rabbeinu Shlom and say, "Rabbeinu Shlom, I'm not such a big tzaddik. Don't test me with such difficult tests." The essence of this Shabbos, as Reb Shol said last night, Reb Mendel elucidated on it today, Ish Esreyeyu Yom HaChazak, the chizuk and the chesed of one to another, the achdus, the rotzoin to help one another. You could feel it in the atmosphere, you could feel it in the air, how anybody would do anything he can to help his friend, to help his brother, to help another yid. It's a Shabbos of chesed, the Shabbos of Tzedakah. Now when you plant things, when you mazria, when you plant seeds, so you get, somebody plants potatoes, he grows potatoes, you plant strawberries, it grows strawberries. When you zareya tzedakos, you know what grows out from when you zareya tzedakos? Matzmiach Yeshuas, brings Yeshuas. All the planting of the chesed and the tzedakah and the Havas Yisrael and the Hoytenkeit of this Shabbos, the Eibishter health and it should be Matzmiach Yeshuas. To Yeshua's Ba'ali the Shekinah. So we need to be mechazik ourselves. We heard from the Rebbe today, Lozan Gizun, we need to be mechazik ourselves in Emunah and Betoch. I want to just be magdim, an introduction. I tell a story years ago in Yeshiva Torah B'Dach, there was a Magid Shir, was an Altamira, and he remembered the yeshivas of Europe, and he was upset. The Bochum were very Americanish. He said, you got to have a little bit of shaykhus to what was once Amol, back years ago. And one day, in order to get them into the mood of Europe, he said, you know, when I was in yeshiva, nobody had last names. Everybody was called in the name of his city. Reb Chaim Stutchener, Reb Shimon Gerodner, everybody had a name of his city. So in order that you should be a little bit fatzaitish, I want to start calling everybody. A lot of boys from out of town. They'll all be called by your name. You'll be Yehuda Pittsburgher, and this will be Yankel Philadelphia, and Shimon Scrantoner. And the Bochum loved it. They were all excited. They felt like Mamash Amolik, like Altamir. And there's one boy in the back, and he looks very sad. He looks terrified. Everybody was so excited. And the Rebbe says to him, he says, why aren't you excited? He starts crying. He says, Rebbe, I'm from Michigan. They're going to call me Shmuel Michigan. And so sometimes there are diburim that can bring great happiness, bring great chizuk, but to somebody else, maybe he feels this doesn't talk to me. There are sometimes those who feel, yeah, emunah betochen, but if you would have heard what the doctor told us, or if you would have known, or if you have known how many times we had emunah betochen, and emunah betochen didn't work for us, and how many failures we had. You're sure, you can talk, emunah betochen, it's wonderful. But to me, that's not a language that is ma'irir me anymore. The Pasuk says, Liois b'ashem miftechacho hoidaticho af oto. And tzaddikim say pshat, when it comes to betochen, there are always those who will say and feel, I tried already. And I'm beyond that. I've had emun, I've had betochen. But b'derech hateva, I don't see a Yeshua, I don't see a way out. So the pasuk, liyois b'ashem miftochacho heidaticho af oto, you too. You who may think that I'm in a different category. You who may think that it's nice talk, but I've tried. Liois b'ashem miftechacho hoidaticho af oto. The Shem Yishmu writes in Parshas Vayetze, there's a medrash. The Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu came to find his zivuk, to find Rivka, and he said, "The pasuk Esaina Yalohori Me'ayin Yovoy Ezri, I came with nothing. When Eliezer came to find a zivuk for my father, he came with all the riches of Avram Avinu. Everything was taken away from me. I'm penniless, hopeless, and he lost hope. Chazar Va'omar Ma'ano Moivit Zivri Minbari." Will I then, he was mechazik himself, should I then lose my betochen in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Chas v'sholem leis ano moivit savri min biri, ele ezri meyim Hashem. I won't lose my hope in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And there are many mefarshim who take these words out of the Medrash. Because it shouldn't say in the Medrash, it cannot be that Yaakov Avinu lost his betochen and they said, no, chas v'sholem. There can't be such a moment that Yaakov Avinu ever would have been without betochen. The Shem Yishmuel says, no, leave it in the Medrash. There's an important lesson to be learned from him. There are two levels in Betochen. The person who's Beteach Bashem, and he trusts HaKadosh Baruch, he doesn't make Cheshboinus. He relies on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's a tremendous Madrega. But there's a higher Madrega. There's a Madrega of somebody thinks and he makes a Cheshbon. And to him it looks like B'derech HaTeva, there's no Hatzolah. He doesn't see a way out. And Afal Pi Kein, he is mechazik himself. The Chayze V'Oyeme, and he says, even though B'derech HaTeva, the gates may look closed, I am miyachel and mekave l'tshuas Hashem u'boiteach be'ezer Hashem yizborach me'itoy l'malo min HaTeva, because Teva and doctors are for Goyim. Yidin live l'malo min HaTeva. Yidin take sustenance and chiyas from a different makim. And this is the betochen of Yisroin ha'oyer min ha'choshech. So he says, Yaakov Avinu wanted first to feel the choshech in all its darkness and see how closed in he is on all sides and see how he doesn't find an etzer. And then to say, aha, chas v'sholem lesa no moivit sivri min ba. I live l'malem min ha'tev. I am a yid. I am made of completely different material. So let's continue a little bit. So what happened? So Yaakov Avinu's mechazik himself. Ah, less I know moivit sivri, I don't lose. Chas v'sholem. I'm not afraid of Tev, I'm not afraid of anything. And he goes, and what happens? One tzara after another. First he goes and they switch Rachel for Leah. And then he makes him work, and he tricks him. He's freezing at night, he's boiling in the day. He doesn't see any way out. They keep on tricking him. You can imagine him freezing at night and thinking, he could have said, so where was my betochen? I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look where I am. 20 years, I'm slaving for this ganav, for this lavan. His beloved wife, Rachel, Meisolai Rochel Baderech. He loses her. Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Kofetz Olav Rubze Shel Yosef. His son Yosef is taken from him. How many times could he be asked, he have said, Shoyim, look what my betochen brought me. I trusted you in Rabbeinu Shlom, and again you knocked me down. And again you knocked me down. I went for this procedure, or for that procedure, or for that treatment. And I went with full betochen, and I trusted the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I spent thousands of dollars, and again it didn't work. And again it didn't work. Yaakov Avinu said, Les ano moivit sivri min bari. And he continued, and he continued. Until Yaakov Avinu lives forever and was mamet klal Yisro and tzurosei chakuko tachas kisei hakovoid. Rabbeisai, we heard today the koyach and the power of betochen to bring Yeshuas. Aposek habeteach b'Hashem chesed Yisrael v'vemet the Kabbalah Yoshua says each time a person is mechazik himself in emunah, he's surrounded by malachim of chesed. But we also have to understand that emunah and bitochen is a goal on its own. That a person attaches himself and says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you are in charge. You are leading my life. You know what has to be done. You can do anything. I am completely in your hands. That itself is the highest level of Avodas Hashem. But to have betochen after a failure, and again a failure, and again getting knocked down, each time the madrega of betochen becomes so, so much greater. It's so boikei arekiyim. It so makes the heavens tremble. They tell the story of Cheskel Abramsky was arrested. He was taken away to Siberia. They took him, they didn't let him pack his things. They took him with nothing. One of the chalokim of his sefer Hazayin Yecheskel was printed while he was in prison in Siberia. It's printed in the mespalo for the mechaber, he should get out of prison. And when he got out, he was in Warsaw and he met the Ma'ayat, the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Rebbe asked him, tell me, how did you keep yourself going when you were there in Siberia? So I want you to know, he says, the first day after they took me there, I woke up in the morning. They didn't even let me take my jacket. I came in my shirt sleeves. And I woke up in the morning, I wanted to say Moideh Ani. And I thought, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what can I thank you for? I don't have clothing. I don't have food. I don't have a talus and tefillin. I don't have a single sefer. I have nothing. And then I was saying, Moida ani lefonecha, and I came to Rabba Emuna Secho. I have my emuna in you. And I was filled with such simcha because I knew that what I have is the greatest power, the greatest gift in the world. And when he told this to Mayat, Mayat said, Rav Abramsky Slutskirav, I want you to know something. It was worth all of the tzores that you suffered from the communists and all of the tzores that I suffered, and he was sentenced to death. All of the tzores that both of us went through under these Rishoyim just to come to this Hasoge of Rabbi Munasecho. And Yankel Avinu went on and on. And on Matzah Shabbos, we say the Zmiris, Altira Avdi Yaakov. And we say again and again, Altira Avdi Yaakov. Through the entire Aleph Beis. The entire Aleph Beis represents the spectrum, the entire Fanem of life experience. You could count his Nisyonis on Seder Aleph Beis and never end. And each time again, he was mechazak himself, Altira Avdi Yaakov, until Titein Emes Li Yaakov, which lives forever. There was a container that was once found in the ruins of the Warsaw Ghetto. And in this container they found a piece of paper and it was written on it, my name is Yossel ben Yossel Rakover. I come from Tarnopol. I'm a chassid of the Gerer Rebbe. I'm here in the Warsaw Ghetto as it's going up in flames. My wife and a child were hiding in the woods and they were murdered. My 7-month-old baby. Another 2 children of mine, I don't know where they are. And the 3 other children who were with me were murdered yesterday. I am today 40 years old. I served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his lavas. And my bakasha is that I should be able to serve Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol moedecha. I can be made with full emuna that my betochen hasn't changed kimeloi nimo. And I remember what my Rebbe told me many times. A story about a man who ran away, he escaped the Spanish Inquisition, and he came to Portugal. And he ran away with his family, and as he was getting off the ship, a bolt of lightning hit, and his wife was killed. And later a wave came and took away his 2 children. And he stood on the deck of the ship and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, you've done many things to make me turn away from you, to make me go away from you. I will believe in you no matter what you do. There's nothing that you can do to me that will make me stop believing in you and being an Erlich Hayid and an Oyved Hashem. Do we have a Hasoge in the Madrego of Emuno when we receive a clap? When it's difficult, when we say again and again, Altiro Avdi Yaakov, Madregas Noirois. I always say you can see 2 people sitting in shul right next to each other, and they seem very much the same. They both learn and daven, they're fine in Eden. But one can be planets greater than the next one, and nobody knows except the Ribbono shel Olam. One has a muna that's so stark. And he's shaking the heavens, and he's being mashpias chusim lo netzach, and protecting Klal Yisrael. Besides what the emunah and betochen brings Yeshua's, the avoda itself, Rabbi Emunah Secho, the gift, the matona to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand what you're doing, Ribbono Shel Olam, but I believe that you love me and I love you. And I know that you know what's best for me.
And I know that you're thinking of me and watching me every step of the way. At that moment, the Kamana writes, when a person is mechazik himself in such a moment, his neshama gets an aliyah like a person who fasted for 300 years. To have a concept of the madrega, of the avoider, of what we are accomplishing just by being mechazik ourselves. But let's try to understand.